Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Atshalom. We're now on Masachet Chulin, Daf Kuf Chaf Chet Amud Bet. And this will be the final podcast, and this is the ninth perek, dealing almost exclusively with Tumat Ochlin. Looking at our second to last Mishnah, we were talking about a limb that is hanging off of the animal, and then we said Meta HaBehima. So let's take a look back in the Mishnah for a second. And we said Meta HaBehima as opposed to Nishchata, HaBasar Tzarich Hechsher. The meat requires hechsher, unlike what we said about shechita, corner meir. And then the aver is metameh, but mishum aver min achai, and not aver min hamet. And Rabbi Shimon is metaher totally. Let's take a look. What's the difference halachically between an aver min achai, means it was taken off the animal before it died, and a piece of a limb of an animal who's a nevela? Ika benayhu, basar poreshimenu me aver behema. If meat falls off the limb, the ilu basar poresh me aver min achai, if you have an aver min achai and some meat falls off it, lo matameh, there's no tuma there. Tuma of aver min achai is only an aver min achai, a limb. Me aver nevela matameh, but if you have meat that falls off a limb of a nevela, it's nevela meat, it's matameh. Aver min achai de matameh, my crow, what's the source that aver min achai is matameh at all? Vira marav, chiamud min habe mashri lachem lochla, and then you have tuma. Now what does that mean? V'hami b'ayelei l'chi'idach to Rabbi Yehuram Rav, we needed that. Chemut min ha-behema, the drasha is, if something dies of the behema, meaning the behema is alive and the limb came off. But so we needed that particular phrase for a different drasha of Rav, quoted by Rabbi Yehuda, as opposed to the one we just had. Rabbi Yehuram Rav, v'yam lo v'nithatana, perhaps it's a braita, v'chiyamut min ha-behema, miktsat behema metama, miktsat behema ina metama, v'ezuzuzu trefa shashachta. We saw this back in the third parak, is there to teach that some animals that die will not be matame mishum nevela, even though they're inedible, and that's a trefa if you shecht it. The answer is that if all we wanted to teach was that second piece, it could have said v'chiamut mi behema, my min habehema, shvam natarjis. We have now two miutim, that a trefa is not metame, and also that an aver min achai is metame, min habeima, it's not exactly mute. So, yachi afilu basar nami, so how come meat that falls off of an aver min achai is not metame? So, lo sakadai, tachtetan yachoye basar poresh min achai tame, that's considered. Tomachimut min habeima, ma mita she'ina usachalipin, just like death. You can't come back. Of course, you know, sechalipin, and therefore it has to be a full limb that falls off. If meat falls off, the meat will to some extent restructure itself, scar, tissue, whatever. Rabbi Yossi, Rekiv Omer, he has a different source, behema. Ma behema gidim vatsamot, of course, gidim vatsamot. He says that just like a behema, which is the source of nevela, has tendons and bones, so anything else has to have tendons and bones. Meat alone is not enough. Rebbe Omer, behema, ma behema basar gidim vatsamot. He adds to that, meat, tendon, and bones, afkol basar gidim vatsamot. So we now have three different statements, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Kiva, and Rebbe, explaining, and that's out of order and chronologically, explaining why a basar haporesh min aver min achai is not metameh mishum aver min achai. So now, my bim, ika bin Rebbe, the Rabbi Kiva, how do the last two opinions differ? Imanayu are kuva. If you have that particular part, joint part of the leg, which does not have any meat on it, but does have tendons and bones, but we keep it. Rabbi Yossi, it's Rabbi Yossi Aglili on the first one. Ma'ika benayu, so Rabbi Yossi Aglili who said, "In osachalipin," versus Rabbi Akiva says, "Gidim batzamot." Was it? Our papa, "Kulya v'niv sfataim ika benayu." So the kidneys or certain part of the lips that, if cut, would, if they fell off, may indeed, would not reheal, but on the other hand, don't have gidim batzamot. Tanya nabigabe shratzim. Ki agabin. We have the same kind of bright in the context of shratzim. Echol basar poresh min achai, which means immediately you can anticipate a need for justification. Eitzvikuta. Echol basar poresh min achai tamei. I might think that if meat falls off a sheres, it's tamei tamud lomar bimotam. When they die, they're matame. Ma mita shenau sachalipin. Of course, shenau sachalipin. The Rabbi Yossi Glili. Rabbi Yossi Glili again uses the same consideration of non-restorability. Bekiva Omer Sheretz, Ma Sheretz Gidim Atzamot, Of Kol Gidim Atzamot, Rebbe Omer Sheretz, Ma Sheretz, Basar Gidim Atzamot, Of Kol Basar Gidim Atzamot, Rebbe Luka Ika Binayu Arkuvam, Rebbe Kiva Rebbe Yisagli, Ma Ika Binayu, Amar Papa Kulia Venis Fatayim Ika Binayu, the same exact layout. And the real question is, Tzricho, why do we need both that both to go through this entire system with Shvatzim and with Behemot. Diashmin and Behemah, if we only learned this about Behemah, Hinutama Dolo Matami Michayim, I would think, well, it's not Matami while alive, unless there's a full Aver, Mishum Dolo Matami Bechadashai. You need a full Kazai to Matami Benevela. On the other hand, a sheretz matame with much smaller size of a lentil. Sheretz matame chadashayim matame mechayim. V'yashvin and sheretz, and if I was only told that sheretz is not matame mechayim, shum lo matame masa lo matame mechayim, because it doesn't have too much masa. You have to touch it to be tame. Behema matame masa aim matame mechayim, but a behema that has too much masa, maybe it's matame mechayim. Tzricha, therefore, need both. Tana barach, hotech kezait basar me'ev menachai. So I have an ev menachai and I cut out a kezait basar. If I cut it out and then afterwards I decided I would want to eat it, tahor, it's not tummy tumat ochlin. But if on the other hand, first I decided, then I cut it out, then tame, because here again is the issue of machshava kodem lehechsher, as it were. Rabbi Yassi, that's the statement. Now, Rabbi Yassi lo al beit midrash. One day Rabbi Yassi didn't come into the beit midrash. Ashkache the Rabbi Zeira. He found Rabbi Zeira. Amar le mayam ur beit midrash. What did I miss today? Amar le by kashalach. So he said, well, what problem were you having? Maybe you addressed it. Amar le ditani chisho chaka chatacho tamei. That exact ruling that if you thought about it first and intended it as food and then cut it, it's tamei. And I was bothered because tumat beit astarim hi. That tuma is inside the body. And you're cutting into it. I should have no tuma because, so therefore, if I intended it first and then I cut, I should not be able to become tamei anyways. I'm ready after Dili Kashuli. So Zera said, I have the same problem. And today I asked about it. Shilta, the Rabbi Abba Bar Memel, from Marley, he gave me an answer. How many, money, Rabbi Meir, he? That's authored by Rabbi Meir. Tamar, Tumat Beit Astarim Tamei. Because I know that Rabbi Meir says, Tumat Beit Astarim Tamei, and that's in the context in the fourth parak about the embryo. Amarli, Vlavzin Sagin, Amra Kamai. Wait, didn't we say this in front of me many times? And I told you that's wrong. That Rameir would distinguish between tuma that requires a hechsher, like this, and tuma that doesn't require a hechsher, like the embryo. And therefore there, he says, tuat beta stream works. So I don't buy it. So I'm a Rava my kusha. So Rava says, I don't understand what the problem was. Maybe we're talking about meat that was mukhshar. So we have a general rule that food only needs hechsher, which means to be prepared to get tuma, if it's not never going to generate greater tuma. But if it's going to generate tuma with its host, in the context of its host, then it doesn't need it. And this meat doesn't need hechsher because if it stayed on the bone, then it would be metame tumat nevela. So Amrleich Shimesh, Maseit Shimesh. The answer is when it was part of the body, it was only serving a structure, not as meat, and therefore it doesn't really matame agav aviv. If you have a whole bundle of leaven and you set it aside for sitting, Batela, it's Batel. And therefore it does not have Tumat Ochlin. Tumata lav d'oraita. And I'm going to claim that that tuma can't be d'oraita. Why? Then that would mean that you have food that can have greater tuma. How's that? If you set food aside and revatal it for a chair and then a zav sits on it, it's not tame midras. And so therefore it should never need nechsher, which means no food would need nechsher. So therefore this food that you've now revatal and now when a zav sits on it has tuma, that tuma can't be d'oraita because otherwise all foods would suddenly be in this class of they have a greater tumor that they might generate, which means they never need heksher. So the answer is no. Shimesh masay shimesh. This did not serve as food to be seated on; it was served like wood. Rabbi, we have another one. When you bring an offering of food to avodah zarah, it's matamin ba'ohel. So he says tumata lav doraita. That tumah can't be doraita. Same problem. Because then you find that food could have a greater tumah, which is if you dedicate it to avodah zarah, suddenly as tumat ohel, which case food again would never need heksher, and that can't be the case. The answer is kshimesh masa et shimesh. Evidently, the notion is you brought it in; it's already asur b'hana'ah, so you can't think of it as food anymore, even though the gods may be eating it, as it were. Rabbi, here we go again. Amru chibure ochlin kechelim damum. If you have food that's connected, it's like a kli, and therefore it has a din of tumat kelim. So he says that tuma cannot be d'oraita. Same problem. if you have, for instance, food that is connected to the kli, you touch the food, then the kli is tamei. Somebody tamei touches the food. That can't be d'oraita, the same problem. And the answer again is shimesh masa et shimesh. It's the same answer, which is the food is not serving here as food, it's serving as a handle or something. Again, we saw this earlier that in a different kind, slightly different, but the same sort of notion, that the chelev of nevela out in the hinterlands, where they have lots of meat and therefore they don't eat that stuff, even avrayanim, needs intent and hechsher. That tumato agav kulia lav doraita. The tuma of the fat on top of the kulia can't be doraita. Why? Same problem. The answer is kishimesh masay shimesh. The same answer is that it's not serving as food. If you have a house and you roofed it in with seeds, tiharo. Right? Then the seeds that were tame are now not tame anymore. Tumato lav doraita. So whatever tuma it has is doraita. It's not 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 doraita. Same problem. And the answer is shimesh masa et shimesh. When you used it as a roof, it's no longer food. Which means that what all of these things have in common are cases where you took food and used it for some other purpose, and now it has a greater tuma. That doesn't wipe out the need for hechsher for tumat ochlin, because it's no longer food when you've done that. Okay, at the end of the Mishnah, he said, Rabbi Shimon Tahir. So Rabbi Shimon says that this meat that was hanging off, the animal dies, there's no tuma. So manafshach, either way you go, there's a problem. Imitao senipul, so the tam mishum ev menachai. If when it dies, you say that anything disconnected is now was off earlier, then it should be ev menachai. Imitao senipul, if you don't say that, then the tam mishum ev menachai, that's a nevela. One or the other, it's either connected to the animal or not. So the answer is Rabbi Shimon HaReshakar. Rabbi Shimon was saying the Taher, not about the last statement. He was talking about the earlier part of the Mishnah, the very beginning, how Evro Asarmadul Dalin Beveheima, structurally a little difficult to put him there, but the limb or the meat that's hanging off, Metame Tumat Ochlin Koman Utsuchin Echsher. They have Tumat Ochlin right there, and they have Echsher. Right, they need Echsher. Rabbi Shimon Metaher, that's where he turns around and says, they don't have Tumat. So why does Rabbi Shimon say that? What foods become tamei? Foods that can be eaten. Food that you could feed somebody else, meaning a goy. And you can't feed it because it's Eiv Min Achai. So he says, Eiv Min Achai, by definition, can't have tuma. Maybe Rabbi Shimon has a different reason. Since it's still connected to the body, it's still connected. Titania, watch this. We had this just a little while ago. If you have a branch of a fig tree and it got cut off and it's still got one little bit of bark that's connecting it to the tree, he says it's still part of the tree. It's not tame. If it could still live, then it's tahor because it's part of the tree. But if that little strand isn't enough, imlav tame. And in our discussion, we said, "My time, Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say it's tahor? Since it's still connected, it's connected. So, therefore, maybe Rabbi Shimon's reason for saying metaher is because it's still slightly connected to the body. So, Amar le'yametziata. He said, no. He was actually commenting. Rabbi Shimon was not commenting on the reisha, but on the middle case. Rabbi Shimon omer lo chsheru. And now, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, my time Rabbi Shimon, I'm Akra, Mikol Ochel Shay Achel, Ochel Shatai Chol Achil Achim, Kari Ochel, Ochel Shatai Chol Achil Achim, and Kari Ochel. Let's roll back a little bit. When Rabbi Shimon said Metaher at the end of the Mishnah, we're now rolling it back and saying that's really about the Resha, and his disagreement about the hanging limb, because since it can't be fed to anybody. However, that explanation, there may be another explanation, which is since it's still connected to the body, it's still connected to the body, doesn't have tumat ochlin. And Rabbi Yochanan's comment about m'ureh, based on the pasuk in Shmini, is really a comment about the mitziata, where Rabbi Shimon says that there's no hechsher b'shchita, because it's not food you could feed to anybody. Maybe he has one of the other many reasons that we saw previously for that halacha, we saw on the previous podcast. Ela li'olam ha-seifa. Rabbi Shimon really is discussing the seifa. V'lava eivor el abasar. He's not talking about the eivor, he's talking about the meat. Remember, it said eivor o basar. Rabbi Shimon's metaher and says, achsher won't make a difference. And since this is Eiv Min Achai, therefore you can't feed it, and therefore it is, he's Metaher, because no Tuma could attach to it. Okay, the final Mishnah, Eivra Basarim to the Lin Ba'adam, you have a human with a limb or meat sticking off him, Tahorim. Alright, the person's alive. Meta Adam, once the guy dies, have a Sar Tahor. That meat that was hanging off is Tahor. If it's a full limb, then it's matam mishum eiver min achai of a human. But there is no such thing as tumat eiver min amet of a person who was alive when it fell off. Rabbi Shimon metaher. Rabbi Shimon says tahor ligamri, just like we had earlier. Now again, Rabbi Shimon manafshach im mita osenipul. If when the person dies, that means the stuff that now fell off was considered off matam mishum eiver min achai, then it should even be eiver min achai. Then it's mate. The answer is Rabbi Shimon's comment mitaher is not about this case. It's a general statement. An aver that fell off while the person was alive only has tumat eiver min achai. Alma aver amate ba'alma mitame. So he says that means that generally an aver min amate is mitame if it's still on the body. He disagrees. Only an Eivra Minachai, but if a person is dead, it's not Metame. A living person is Tahor. But if a limb fell off, it is Tame. So certainly a mate of an Eivra should be. So the answer is, the answer is, you got to understand the rhetoric. We have in Megillat Tanit that by late by a chainy list of minor festivals, days that we don't have Hespedim, one of them is Pischa Ze'ira. Alright, that's Pesach Sheni, the low lemispeid. You can't have a spadim. Haraba lemispeid, so Pesach Gadol, Pesach Yudal Venisan, we do have a spadim. Ella kol dechein, achanami kol dechein, meaning if Pesach Sheni there's no spadim, certainly Pesach Rishon there's no spadim. And therefore, in the same way, if Eivra min hachai is tamei, certainly Eivra min hameit is metamei. Don't read it that way. So Malay kach shamati, he said, yeah, but I heard it exactly that way, that it's only Eivra min hachai, not Eivra min hameit. So what's the difference? Because I'd pasar etzem kisa orat. The question is of the shiurim. Haparish min eivra min achai ikibenayu. That the, if something falls off eivra min achai is the difference. And on because I'd pasar parish min eivra min achai. Here's the shiurim. Lozer metame eivra nechuni menakan rebbe shua metaharin. If you have a kazayit of basar that falls off eivra min achai, a person was alive. Her blazer says it's tame, looks like a mate. Chun menakan rebbe shua say it's tahor. If you have a bone the size of a barley corn that falls off Eiv Minachai, he beforehand was said Tahor. Rabbi Eliezer, who said Tameh before, now says Tahor. Rabbi Shua Matari, and Shua says Tahor the whole time. That maybe the disagreement between Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon, meaning Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon, is about these cases, about Eiv Min Achai, about whether these certain shiurim that fall off of Eiv Min Achai of a living person, whether or not they have Tumah. We have Baruch Hashem succeeded in completing our study of the 9th parak, and Mirza Hashem in the next podcast will begin the 10th parak, Hazorah Val Chayim. Meantime, you should have a wonderful day.